voice of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 7. Cradle of Israel's king, the royal tribe to which belongs the throne, the scepter, and the sway. It is from Judah that the Savior came, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It is in Judah's house that the King of Kings puts on the flesh of our humanity. We therefore can look for God's special favor upon that tribe, because it was a tribe of his choosing, for such signal honor. Now Judah signifies prayer or praise. This tribe was a praying and praising people, as all good men are. They are full of praise for his mercies, temporal and spiritual, and pray to him for their needs. Their voice is heard with pleasure and answered. Now look first at the power of Judah's prayer. A Judah's tribe is powerful in prayer. Prayer is the atmosphere in which Judah can breathe most freely. This is the staff upon which he leans. This is the pillow upon which his head reclines. This is his refuge when trials and temptations assail. This is his shelter when danger threatens. Judah, the son of Jacob, was loud in prayer. We see his father Jacob wrestling with God at the river Jabbok, Genesis 32 and 24, and crying, I will not let thee go until thou bless me. And such a prayer it is, which comes forth from Judah and from all Judah's sons. Prayer's mightiest stories come forth from Judah's tribe. Here, for instance, David of that tribe. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears, 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 7. Hear Solomon also of Judah's tribe, as he begs, give me wisdom and knowledge. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 10. Hear Abijah also of that tribe. When Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind, and they cried unto the Lord. And the men of Judah gave a shout, and it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Here, when a million Ethiopians threatened them, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not men prevail against thee. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 11 and 12. But the pride of Judah's sons was the Lord Jesus, who came through this tribe, was of this tribe, and whose voice of prayer is always heard. I know, said he, Thou hearest me always. John 11, verse 42. And now we see him on the throne of heaven, praying for his needy people, for you and for me. This is the cause of all that has come to us through his covenant mercy. Our mighty advocate, our great and mighty intercessor, who pleads the merits of his own blood on our behalf, prevails on our behalf, and for our benefit. Now notice in the second place the safety of Judas' convoy, and bring him unto his people. The tribes of Israel often had to leave home to war against their enemies. And it was such cheering words as these which gave them hope of a safe return. Here was a promise that they were not to be left uncared for in some distant land. They were to return home in triumph. And within this promise lies a still greater promise that Judah's illustrious son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for Judah speaks of Christ and speaks of his incarnation when he left his heavenly home to come into ours. He came unto his own and was not received by them. And we notice also his resurrection from the dead when he appeared to his disciples to their great joy. He came back and came back with great triumph. And in the same way, he will bring all his people safe home to glory, as he himself came home to glory. So will he bring his people to glory. His people are scattered throughout this wide world, in every clime, on high mountains, in deep valleys, amidst cold snows, in tropical heat. But Judah's son, the Lord of glory, will come and gather his people. He will draw us to our own people, the company who are his by right of redemption, all given him by the Father, come to him because he comes to them. He will call, we will go out to meet him. He comes with open arms. We fly into those arms. Then notice the sufficiency of Judah's power. Let his hands be sufficient for him. Which points, of course, to the hands of the Lord Jesus as a sufficiency of power and strength to combat with and overcome all his and our enemies. And with those hands to work out the salvation of his people, and to supply all their needs. And Judah was given a great work to do. It brought tremendous opposition and conflict with enemy forces, but Judah always had a sufficiency of power for every task. Their resources were in God, and the fountain of power in him could not possibly fail. Look at David of Judah's line. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. 2 Samuel 22, 35 and 38. And in such words we hear the voice of our conquering Lord. Hell arose with all its hosts against it. The kings of the earth and the godless multitude are yet to array themselves against it. But he will tread them down under his feet. His hands are braced for all sufficiency. The final triumph is to be his, as you can clearly read in Psalm number 2. Finally, notice the triumph of Judah's trust. Be thou an help to him from his enemies. This tribe often experienced God's help in remarkable acts of trust. As you can see from the lives of David and Jehoshaphat and others. And this was remarkably fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose helper the Lord was as man and mediator. Thus all Judah's sons are made more than conquerors. In themselves they were nothing. They were small. Their own weakness was all too apparent. Their enemies were often as sand by the seashore for multitude. But these enemies could never destroy Judah. And why? Because the God of Jacob was their refuge. Judah's Jehovah Jesus was their shield and their sword. Such was Judah's blessing. The Lord himself was Judah's pride. Through Judah's line the Savior came. He was Judah's God, yet Judah's son. The God-man, Jesus. When Judah's God is our God, then Judah's heritage is our rightful blessing. And with that, may we hear the words of Horatius Bona. I bless the Christ of God. I rest on love divine. And with unfaltering lip and heart, I call the Savior mine. His cross dispels each doubt. I bury in his tomb each thought of unbelief and fear, each lingering shade of gloom. I praise the God of grace. I trust his truth and might. He calls me his, I call him mine. My God, my joy, my light. 'Tis he who saveth me and freely pardon gives. I love because he loveth me. I live because he lives. My life with him is hid. My death has passed away. My clouds have melted into light. My midnight into day. Amen and amen.